Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Before we get headlines here in the 4 o'clock hour, we've got to give props to the greatest producer who has ever worked on this show. Victor Bermudez, once again, has won an Emmy.
Got another Emmy?
He won an Emmy last night.
He's going to have to move his Emmys in his house.
He has won three Emmys now as a producer. Wow. And the award ceremony was last night in New York, I believe. And he was there, and he texted me last night, and he was obviously on top of the world.
That's cool.
You win an Emmy. And I think these are sports Emmys, I think. So, I'll get the exact,
I saw one too. Malika Andrews. She won one.
She won one?
Yeah. I saw some other people.
It was for Univision's coverage of the Super Bowl.
So he
make a dog now.
Victor Bermudez, he still is the executive producer of our Miami Hurricanes football broadcast. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, the amount of work that he puts in, It's unparalleled. It blows away our Dolphins broadcast. Now, who produces that? That's a joke, Salah. That's a joke. He's already steaming mad.
I'm the damn host too.
I know.
Oh, that crazy.
I
over
know.
There.
No. You save that show from being poorly produced.
I got you so much.
Jose Gackie and Don Bailey Jr. barely have to do anything. You save Solana sometimes puts our show sheet to the.
I start preparing like Wednesday night for the Sunday show.
I'm just teasing. But Victor Bermudez, who produced this show.
He hates
so
you.
Mad,
Solana
so
hates
mad.
You.
Victor Bermudez, who produced this show at the beginning of it and does our Hurricane football broadcast, he won his third Emmy last night. Mm-hmm. So very cool for him. Very good job by him.
When are ours coming?
So we can't win an Emmy.
We can't.
Because we don't have a TV show.
Mm. Grammy?
I don't think we could win a Grammy.
Tony.
Unless we were to come out with an album.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we could win a Tony because we're not really a stage show.
Mm.
So for us, it's the Marconi Award. That is what we're shooting for.
Mm-hmm.
And what's today? May 25th?
Yeah.
No chance.
No, like, period?
No chance.
That's no zero chance.
No chance.
0% chance.
We are.
I call it, there's a 0.0008% chance of winning the lotto. We have a lesser chance of winning a Marconi than
winning
the
problem.
Lotto.
Here's the problem. Here's how you win a Marconi. Your program director has to submit you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Len is too busy.
You just send in an email?
Yeah, I don't know. But Len is busy, and that's why I say we have no chance.
Why are you going at Len today?
I'm not going at Len today. I just said he's too busy.
Yeah. Can we send it in?
No.
I got an email.
No, you cannot nominate yourself for a Marconi.
Can my wife do it?
No, it's really got to be Len at this point.
Solana.
And Len is busy. Why are you laughing every time I say Len is busy?
It has to be deeper than that. Like, it has to be a chance.
I was trying to get two minutes of his time earlier today before the show. He was on a video call with Antoine. Antoine's busy.
Everybody's busy?
Everyone is busy. Yeah. Except Solana, who really just kind of meanders around back there. And
Solana looks busy.
Does he look busy or overwhelmed?
Overwhelmed, yeah. He found the answers, though. Appreciate you, big homie.
Go ahead, Solana. I'm just teasing you. Alejandro Solana with your headlines.
Look out for the BSM Awards next year, though, baby.
That's true. We could win the BSM Awards at the Barrett Sports Media. Jason Barrett
has an awards ceremony?
Does he have an awards ceremony? No, what he comes out with every year is that list, and we're always on the list, and it always sounds impressive because we're like the seventh major market afternoon drive sports talk show.
Ooh.
But there's only like 10 major markets. And so it always sounds better. When you really do the math on it, it's not that great, but we celebrate it every year.
I tweet it out.
The sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Has there been a shift in the line, Hawk?
It's not. It's still three. I'm so flabbergasted by this line. I don't get it. You're a three-point underdog at home if you've shown that you can't beat the team that you're playing. I do not understand this line. Which means, by the way, I hate to break it to you because we already bet the Heat plus three. It means the Heat are going to get smoked tonight by 25. Because
no.
they were dogs
game one, and they were dogs game three.
Whenever I give Solana enough material to create a montage of me being wrong, which is we're 2 hours and 11 minutes into the show, I've given him enough times going, I don't know why the Heat are getting points. I don't know why the Heat are underdogs at home. I've given enough material. Anytime that happens, guarantee you, he's already working on the montage. Heat are getting smoked tonight.
I hate it.
I'm not putting together any montage if the Heat gets smoked tonight. I might take tomorrow off if the Heat gets smoked tonight.
No, we understand. Vic would do it, but that's why he wins Emmys.
Yeah. Solana, you're an Emmy type guy. I can see it in your eyes.
You're seeing the reflection of Vic's Emmys in his eyes?
Yeah. Oh, it was a glare. That's Solana back there. Oh, never mind, big homie.
Solana, I'm just goofing around, but Solana has been cranky for two shows now.
Yeah, I haven't,
and
actually.
It's very obvious.
You're
right. I'm sorry.
You guys are just peddling this narrative that I'm upset, and I haven't been upset.
He's right. Using big words that he doesn't
peddling
use.
Peddling a narrative.
Use. Yeah. Wow.
Last two shows have been delightful, actually.
Mm-mm. All right.
Tyler Hero, P.J. Tucker, Max Strus, Gabe Vincent, and Kyle Lowry are all questionable for the Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler is not on the injury report.
Yeah, I mean, even on the gambling sites, like, Jimmy's got over-unders tonight. Like, they usually won't post it if there's a thought that someone might not play.
If he's not even on the injury report, he...
Right, he's going to play.
Right.
He's going to play. Now, you may look at the last game and go, well, he scored 6 points. Maybe there is an injury.
Yeah.
But he said after the game, there's not. It just...
There is.
Was a bad game. I'll get to 15 minutes of Heat in the next segment.
The Mavs, they beat the Warriors yesterday 119-109. If you were listening on 790, you heard the CBS Sports update, and they referenced the leak in the roof last night. Mark Cuban was very upset because that's his stadium there, the laughingstock of the conference finals last night.
Yeah, there was a leak in the roof. The roof is the ceiling, but the bottom line is the Mavs won.
Game 5 is tomorrow.
Nailed it.
9 p.m. back in San Francisco.
Who nailed it?
You got it.
Warriors, now it goes back to San Francisco. Warriors are 7-point favorites tomorrow night.
Bet the Warriors.
Really?
Yeah.
That was it. That was their only gasp.
That was their one last at home. Right. Let's get some.
7 points you would give that Dallas team.
Let's not get embarrassed. That's why they call it a gentleman's sweep. You think there's a chance the Mavs can win in San Francisco?
I like the Mavs for the series, and I've been pretty clear about this.
Nobody.
I've been pretty
clear. Let's jump him, Solana.
I've been pretty clear.
Let's I'm jump down. Him.
Gordon,
yeah, I know
let
you.
Me know. Let me know.
We
know.
And then once he falls, you're going to punch me in the back of the head. No, no. I'm not fighting nobody right. with you.
Woo. He, I mean, he is tightly Man, wound.
He's on edge.
The Marlins, they'll play today 6:40 in Tampa Bay. Second game of a two-game series.
All right.
Inter-Miami, they'll play in the U.S. Open Cup round of 16 in Orlando tonight versus Orlando City, 7 p.m. This is kind of a big deal. It's being overshadowed by the Heat game tonight, which is a much bigger deal. But round of 16, the domestic cup here in the United States, the Open, pretty big deal.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to disagree with you. I know how that goes, and it's not pretty lately. So,
what did you just say?
I don't know.
Canes baseball. They
he said
open
it was
up.
Getting overshadowed, but then he said it's a much bigger thing. So it's not really. I mean, you know. But I listen. I think you're doing great, Patrick Beverly. Tightly wound.
Canes baseball. They open up ACC tournament play today versus NC State at the 7 p.m. first pitch.
All right. Anything else, Kwame Brown?
He's going to jump on you. I'm not helping. Y'all got to go.
Finally, guys, Wendy's may finally be debuting the Strawberry Frosty in the United States sometime this summer.
I think that would be a hit.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Because now you have the whole Neapolitan. You got this.
That's a great call by you.
Yeah.
That is.
You got the chocolate vanilla.
You could make a Frosty Neapolitan.
Yes. This is overdue.
Now, I guarantee you, if they do debut the Strawberry Frosty in the U.S., and you went to whoever was working at the Wendy's that you're at and said, can you make me a Neapolitan Frosty? I guarantee you, they will not know what you're talking about.
Their head will explode. Nania, what? They're overwhelmed, guy. I don't think most people know, if you say Neapolitan,
right.
I would say majority
you know,
of
Solana,
people don't
you know Neapolitan?
What that means.
Well, I actually love Neapolitan. I believe the Neapolitan is underrated, so I do. But I think you're right. Most people my age might not be familiar with the Neapolitan style.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a style.
I don't know if it's the Neapolitan either. You said I'm a big fan of the Neapolitan. That would be like.
You talk funny.
I just want to pick apart everything that he's doing today because he's so tightly wound. That. But if he's saying, like, I like the chocolate, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, you wouldn't say the Neapolitan.
The chocolate ice cream. If you're talking about it, why not?
You are 100% correct, Solana.
Yeah, throw in a the.
I take it all back, Rodman.
He's going to hit you.
He really is.
It's over.
He really is.
I got you, Hawk.
But I don't know why he's in such
you.
A bad mood.
I don't know either. I think it's him and his girl, something happened with his lady.
Yeah, yeah. Something happened.
You keep
everyone,
saying
everyone
this.
Has oh. noticed it. Everyone.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
Everyone.
Texters, tweeters, OG
yeah.
was
I don't I don't I, Cunho. I don't even have like Plagans. I just don't you know. But it's fine. It's all right. We all have bad days. Mm-hmm. You just got a couple. No biggie.
I'm having a great day. I had a great day yesterday as well.
No, no one is arguing with you, Iron Mike. Let's just get the weather. We'll move on.
Take it easy.
I'll deliver this weather in the best mood I've ever been in, quite frankly. It's from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 866-954-MORE. Right now, it's a bit partly cloudy, but still hot outside. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s. That is your weather.
All right. Anything else, Gary Busey, or are we good?
I'm good, though. I mean,
no,
you're
hey,
making
you
it
are.
Up.
No, we know.
No,
we
I mean,
know.
You're making a thing.
No,
you're making
no
a thing.
No one's making a thing.
I don't know. I don't know what the thing is. I don't know.
Here. Right, everything right, is fine.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. Everything is fine.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.